Coaches Insight programs are back on the air here on KARE 93.7. Tomorrow night, it's week four of high school football, and we start here with Atchison. And the head coach of the Phoenix, Jim Smith, joins us here, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Another big win for the Phoenix last week, this time on the home soil. Coach, another league win, 55-16, the final score. You get out to a big lead in the first half, really never looked back. Pretty impressive the way your team performed against Sumner Academy last week.
Yeah, I was real pleased with the way we, not the way we started. They kind of put a nice drive on us and drove the ball down to five, and we were able to get an interception, run it out, and then five plays later we scored, and after that we just kind of took control of the game.
How nice is it to see your team bounce back the way they have over the last couple of weeks after that season opening loss against Ottawa?
I think we learned a lot from that game, and it's been as hard as they've been working in practice, you know, things are just now starting to come together for us.
Did you see a sense of urgency maybe after that week one loss going into week two in terms of how your kids were practicing?
Not really urgency, but just that they needed to start listening a little better in practice and work a little harder in practice, and they have stepped up and responded to our challenges.
Yeah, and the offense has been good in each of the last 2 weeks. 55 points, of course, against Sumner in that 55-16 win, mentioning a lot of points in the second quarter, building a nice little halftime lead. And we've talked about your quarterback, Colton Bonnell, having to step in and obviously been a key piece for the success. And he's not passing it much, just six attempts, but he completes five of them for 115 yards and three scores. I would say that's pretty efficient.
Yeah, he's been very efficient, but he's also been a great leader out on the field as well.
Let's talk about Eric Smith. I know he's a very good athlete on the outside. A couple of touchdown catches for him. What have you liked about his game so far this year?
Well, Eric's game, nobody works harder than Eric Smith, and I'm defensively as well as offensively. People get a kick out of when I tell people he plays wide receiver and defensive tackle. And like I said, I would take 100 Eric Smiths any day.
And then over the last couple of years, you know, when you look at just kind of the past few senior classes, how many kids have gone on to do some big things at the next level, and then you just kind of plug in place and guys just kind of pick up where others left off. I mean, how nice is it to see just kind of the culture and the talent tree that's just kind of there at Atchison right now?
I really feel good about it. It makes me feel good the way, you know, kids step up and respond, and they really want to see how the kids are doing in college, because I think it makes them feel like they have a chance to play in college as well.
A couple more minutes here with Atchison football coach Jim Smith. They get set for another Meadowlark Conference game on Friday against Schlegel. We'll talk about that in a moment, but I just want to touch up on the defense real quick. We've mentioned the offense, but the defense the last couple of weeks has been pretty good as well.
They really have been. They have stepped up. We made a few changes, and it's really helped us.
Well, let's talk about Schlegel. Of course, off to a 2-0 start here in Meadowlark Conference play, trying to defend once again the league championship. What can you tell us about this Schlegel team?
Well, they got some real good speed. They have some very physical kids. They're big up front, and we better be ready to play.
Yeah, and they got a pretty good quarterback, Sincere Lewis. He's really leading that offense. He's thrown for over 420 yards, six touchdowns. He's also the team's second-leading rusher. So I think when you're putting a defensive game plan together, it probably starts trying to slow him down.
We are definitely keying on him. There's no doubt about that. And like I said, he has some good kids around him, and they like to throw the ball. And when they do throw it, they like to throw it deep.
Is it pretty similar, maybe what they do, Schlegel does, with, you know, maybe a team you've already seen compared to a Sumner or a Harmon, or is it, you know, similar, or is it just something completely different with what they do?
It's a lot different. They're going to throw the ball down the field a lot more than, I'll just say, a Sumner did, and they're going to try to pound at you a little bit as well with their big guys up front.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys for this game tomorrow night at home.
Well, we got to be ready to play, and I mean, out of the gate. We can't give them any confidence whatsoever, and again, if we can get our running game going, which is going to open up our passing game, and then defensively, we just got to keep playing the way we've been playing.
There it is. Atchison football coach Jim Smith joining us, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's as well. Back-to-back wins after the season opening loss. Phoenix 2-1, 2-0 also in Meadowlark Conference play. They're back at home for another league tilt against KC Schlegel tomorrow night. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.